Last time we were recording, which was over a month ago, Easter sort of got in the way of all the holidays in April, we were talking about Comic-Con in Adelaide.
Yes.
And Benedict Cumberbatch as the special guest and whether people were going to go and how much it was going to cost and what people thought of the whole thing. Did anyone actually go after all that?
I went on the Sunday.
We didn't. We were thinking about it, but it got down to just bad timing and too expensive.
You went. Oh, well, I have no intention of paying large amounts to go to these events, basically, so I had only ever planned on paying the general admission and going. So I did go on Sunday, and I had wanted to see Benedict Cumberbatch. That's the main reason I went. Originally, Billy Piper was on the list, and I wanted to see her, but she cancelled. I did make a slightly disparaging remark about some people from Charmed when we were previously talking about that I really need to address. Shannon Doherty is excellent, I have discovered. And while I do not normally believe the crap that magazines put out about people in shows, somehow, obviously, I had absorbed some information about Shannon Doherty that was very incorrect. She does clearly, in fact, get on very well with at least Holly Marie Combs from Charmed. And she's excellent. She's a really interesting, intelligent woman. So, there. I feel better now.
The organisation of Comic-Con, were there problems with the crowds?
Yeah, they really were. I went the first year. I didn't know last year. So the first year, they underestimated how many people were likely to come. And I guess you can give that to them because it was the first year. Clearly, they're still doing that. They really seriously underestimated how many people were interested in Benedict Cumberbatch. And they were clearing venues between panels, which was not told anywhere on any of the information. And so it seriously disadvantages those of us who are organised. So a friend and I went. We both have some mobility issues, and so we organised ourselves to go to certain panels at certain times, so we didn't have to move a great deal. So we managed to talk our way into staying in rooms occasionally when it wasn't something big and important. Other than that, they were tossing everyone out and making you line up. And I know you have to make decisions about who you're going to see and who you're going to miss when you go to these things, which is fine, and I had planned all of that. But the whole Benedict Cumberbatch thing was ridiculous. The amount of people who wanted to see it required you to basically go and line up 2 hours beforehand and stand for a couple of hours actually to get into his panel.
So if you have problems with mobility or standing or walking, this
or
would not
sitting
be
on the ground, any of those things just weren't going to work. And we had thought about this. We had decided that because he was in the main stage and they were going to have a video link into the second stage, that we would just go to the panel before on second stage and wait and watch on the second stage. We had no urge to be in the same room with him. But we weren't allowed to do that either. They cleared all of the venues. And even if you only wanted to go into the second stage, you still had to line up with all the people who wanted to go into the first stage.
Right, so there's a clear idea of the second stage is the overflow. You couldn't possibly just want to go to the overflow.
No.
You must want to be in the main stage.
Yes, they wouldn't accommodate it in any way. You had to line up as if you wanted to go into the main stage.
Which is really silly, because if it's the overflow and you were happy to be there, then why would you have to stand in line?
Because
with
they seriously underestimated the people who wanted to see him. Seriously underestimated it.
Yes, but letting you into the second... was that the problem with the second being full?
The second was going to be full. Then.
Yes.
So you've been waiting in line for 2 hours to get in. You miss out. You go to the overflow and discover that people have been waiting in line for the overflow for the last hour and you can't get in.
Yeah.
So I can understand the logic.
And I do understand the logic as well, but they just didn't think it through very clearly. There should have been another way to deal with it. And I'm not sure. I've been trying to think of a way to deal with the situation because there are a reasonable amount of people who like what we like who do have some mobility issues. Mm. And if your mobility issues mean you're in a wheelchair, that's different because they make allowances for that. But they don't make allowances for people who are in the middle. So we didn't end up seeing him. We just decided that we couldn't do that. So I'm annoyed that I missed the person I wanted to see and I missed some panels I wanted to see because I had arranged myself very well to see the people I wanted to see. So I'm annoyed with them. I don't know whether I'll bother with going to another one. It'll have to be someone I really seriously want to see.
They could presumably do things to alleviate some of those problems.
I think so. Yes, exactly. But I haven't quite worked out what it is. I plan to send them a very lengthy email once I work out what they can do. I just haven't come up with the answer yet. So, yep, that was my experience.